You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yeah, sorry, Sam. I forgot he changed his name. He's no longer Terrence Trent D'Arby.
But he's not Prince. What do you mean he changed his name?
He is now Sananda Maitreya.
Mm-hmm. I would have stuck with Terrence Trent D'Arby.
I'm in here saying to Scott over the talkback, dude, Terrence Trent D'Arby doesn't even exist on Spotify.
And I'm like, he exists. It was 1988.
Thank you for pausing for the apostrophe.
That's right. You got a D'Arby.
Arby.
D'Arby.
So Maya is halfway on her way to Spain.
Oh, by halfway on her way to Spain, do you mean still in the Midwest?
Yeah, she's still in Chicago.
Yeah. You okay?
For a fight. Yeah, I'm fine.
How is it that the roles have completely reversed? And I was usually the one freaking out about every little thing with respect to the kids, especially traveling. And you are in a puddle on the floor because your second child, who has already traveled. I mean, she is a traveler. Oh,
absolutely.
What is different about this one that you're like?
Alone.
Yeah, sure.
Her eagerness to travel, I'm sure, is a lot of the anxiety because she wants to go and get that stamp at countries that he's not comfortable with her going to get a stamp at.
Like in Morocco. Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of anyone who travels alone. You know, Jamie Monticelli's done it. My daughter traveled by herself to Jordan, but then like there was a group there that she met up with. She did not know them.
But that was B, right?
That was Sophie.
Sophie.
She met up with a travel group from all over the United States. There were like 20 of them. It was the trip of her life.
And we met Sophie in London.
Yeah. Oh,
and she was by herself.
All of that stuff.
She was by herself, right?
Yeah. She had a roommate through the KU program.
Okay.
Med school program. Okay. But so that's still like you've sort of got a lifeline there. It's as close to traveling alone as I would be comfortable doing, like meeting a group there. Don't really know anyone. So Maya's actually traveling alone.
She is alone. That is correct. And we went to Zanzetti's last night and then we said goodbye in the parking lot. Would you care to guess? I said two words into her ear as we hugged goodbye. Would you care to guess what they were?
Don't die.
Goodbye.
That's one word. Sam.
Plenty of space in there. Have fun.
To buy.
Buy Bitcoin.
Wipe again.
Wipe again.
Wash hands.
Wash hands.
So we're hugging in the parking lot at Zanzetti's, and I lean in and I say into her right ear, I go, trust no one.
No one.
Mm-hmm. She goes, okay.
She'll do great.
She's traveling alone, but she's got all of your fears and concerns in her backpack.
Yeah, him watching the movie Taken on a loop is probably not the best thing for his mental health.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hope you're saving your money so you can pay a team for rescue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have had more people ask me in the last 24 hours what the heck was going on yesterday with black SUVs and FBI and multiple police departments. You guys, some of you saw this on the highways. Some of you saw this in Prairie Village. Johnny texted and said, is like the president in town or something? Like they closed all the exits. Sam, would you like to take this?
FIFA teams are beginning to arrive.
Yeah.
And they are going, if they're not here yet, the groups are practicing their final run through of how they're going to keep the team safe.
Yep.
If the team is here, then they're doing it in real time.
I have a friend who was over by Verbena's yesterday, over at the old Meadowbrook Club. What is that? 90 something and something. And she texted me and she goes, oh my gosh, you would not believe all of the police here. What is going on? And I said, what do you see? All black. She goes, it's black SUVs, tinted windows. You know, it's the same thing as a dignitary in town. And I go,
yep.
They are there scouting ahead of Messi's arrival in Prairie Village. What's 92nd? What is that? Knoll? Sure. Let's go with Knoll.
Knoll, yeah. That's where Meadowbrook is.
So when does Argentina get in town?
I believe all of the teams are arriving very soon.
Like yesterday, today, Scott. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm passing that on. Doesn't matter if you're a soccer fan or not. Yeah. You're going to start seeing weird things. Just default when you see a whole bunch of security to that is FIFA related.
Just walk right up to the perimeter and try to breach it and say,
yeah, let's not do that.
There? Can I go say hi? It'll go really
well. Let's not do that. I told you the bartender at the market over there at the Meadowbrook Inn mm-hmm. said that they naively thought a few months ago they could remain open during all of this and have England's team on site.
Okay.
And he goes, then we started talking to their security people, and now we have a much better understanding of why we are not able to do that.
That hotel is going to be shut down.
Yeah. You know what he said? The security.
Yeah.
And I assume that's like FBI. And this is like not their own security, but it's also our security. All of the collective security said to the host sites, envision having 100 Taylor Swifts in your space at the same time for a month. That is how crazy some of these fans are.
So Algeria is not a particularly good team. Lawrence was lucky to get them. They're going to get some economic boost out of having Algeria. But what Kansas City has is Argentina, England, and the Netherlands. So three of the top 10 teams in the world. This town is going to be brimming.
Yeah.
And where are the Netherlands staying? Netherlanders?
I believe they're up by the river, if I'm not mistaken.
So we know that England is at Meadowbrook Inn. Mm-hmm. They announced last week that Argentina is staying in that new hotel on the River Market. I just didn't know if we had heard about...
I believe Holland is staying up by the river as well.
Okay.
I don't know which hotel they're staying at.
Welcome to our country.
You don't have to yell.
Welcome.
They're not deaf.
To our land.
This is Kansas City.
It's in Missouri.
You are welcome here.
They all speak English, Dana.
We know, Dan.
Did you miss the Friends episode? She gets off the plane. Welcome to our country. Oh, yes, and Ross's girlfriend goes, I'm from New York. Classic.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Before we get to your story, may I dare?
I love this song.
May you dare?
And I'm being serious.
Okay.
May I hope that all of us, everyone listening, finds friends like this. Okay. I'm going to try not to get emotional.
Aww.
But I told you yesterday, and I told Sam, that I have been suffering from a little bit of situational depression lately. Yep. And haven't been feeling good about myself, been laying in bed, struggling to get out. Yep. And I told Sam about it yesterday. And I'm just sharing this for you. I get a text at 6:40 this morning. I'm awake. Laying in bed, feeling depressed, feeling like I don't want to get out of bed. Nobody loves me. Sam writes me, it's a beautiful morning to get up. Get moving. Take life by the balls. Yeah. Go for a walk. Get a workout in. Be positive. Not just outwardly positive, but inward. Actively force your brain to turn a negative thought loop into a positive. Would you talk about your mother the same way that you're talking about yourself in your head or anyone that you love? I love Scott Parks, and I wouldn't want anyone saying those things about him, especially not him. So be nice to that guy. He deserves it. I got my ass out of bed.
Sam, I think you should be a life coach. I'm serious.
Why do I feel like crying? I wrote it.
That is absolutely lovely.
Dude, I cried when you wrote me that. I heard a And I'm like, oh, who's bothering me now? And I'm like, it's 6:40 in the morning. I don't need to deal with this garbage. I'm watching the news. I'm doom scrolling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing everything that I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right? And I look over and it's Sam. And I read that and I was like, oh, man. Because what I was doing at 6:39 this morning, Sam, was feeling sorry for myself, hating myself, thinking I wasn't worthy. T's in the shower. She has no idea what's going on in the bedroom. And I'm literally just sitting. This is just me being honest. And I'm just sitting there in bed thinking, I don't want to get out of this bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that heavy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the longer, and it's a vicious cycle because the longer you lay there,
the easier it gets.
You don't, the more you don't want to get up, and that's it just exactly goes spiral right. down. I spoke with a friend of mine about this over the weekend. We are now of the age, not you, Sam, so much, because you guys are just starting out. You have your starter home. You've got your first dog together. In a great neighborhood, by the way. But Scott, you and I, and many of my friends, we are all at the age where the children are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I sometimes go a whole day and I might get a text or two from some of them, but I don't necessarily speak with them, right? They're all off doing their own thing.
And rightfully so.
You would want that no other way.
Absolutely.
I am here to tell you, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say no. You're crazy. It's not happening. Hear me out. I had this exact same conversation with one of my very best friends over the weekend. We are now in our 50s. Get the hell out of the suburbs. Run. It will do more for your mental health, Scott. That house that you are living in, mm-hmm. with respect, is absolutely beautiful. Do you know who belongs in that house? A big old family with a bunch of little kids and another one on the way. And I am telling you, if you move back in where there are people everywhere, and when you get out of your car, the neighbors are waving. And I had a neighbor stop by the other night and I said, come on back. We got a fire going in the back. Bring your dog. There is something about the suburbs are wonderful when you're raising your family. It is a prison once you're done.
Hmm. Hmm.
Come back to Roland Park. You will be so happy here. And I've said this out loud, and this is with all due respect to Leawood. We had 22 good years there. If I had known how much I would be enjoying my life here, just with the layout.
In old OP.
Old northern Johnson County, mm-hmm. where everybody is out walking. You can walk to the farmer's market. We went to downtown Shawnee the other day. I didn't even know Shawnee had a downtown. I didn't even know it. I did not know
what
Shawnee had a downtown.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Until I moved here. Mm-hmm. We're going on 9 months. It is the best decision I've ever made. Yeah. It will do more for your mental health than you know.
Well, anyway, Sam, when I got the text this morning, it meant a lot.
Well, you're very welcome. I did not expect you to share it on the air. I meant every word of it. And yeah. Get up, get moving.
I'm going to start texting him at 6 a.m.
No.
Get out of bed, sell your house.
That is not necessary.
What the hell is wrong with
that
you?
That is not necessary.
Weirdo.
I'll stick with the positive messages.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Hey, Scott, get up and take on the world. And then Dana, get your ass out of bed, you loser.
You know I'm right.
You know I'm right. Anyway, Starbucks. So you've probably seen their cups that say widely recyclable.
Yep. They also say things like, have a great day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sell your house in the suburbs.
Sell your house in the suburbs. Go back to Ropo. Widely recyclable. They are not.
But they're green. They say so on the cup.
Well, that may be nice, but.
Is it because when they toss them in the recycling thing, there is liquid inside of them, and for that reason, it won't be recycled?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy, we talk a good recycling game, don't we?
We sure do.
And they looked into it and even found that they don't even have a recycling system at Starbucks.
Oh, wait, they're not even trying?
There's no point. The recycling centers won't take it. So they had talked this big game.
And to be fair,
for the environment,
what percentage of coffee shop customers walk up to the counter or drive through, mm-hmm. order, leave with their product? It's going to be an overwhelming majority.
I would say 70 to 75%.
I think it's 85%.
Okay.
And then you've got, you know, a small percentage that goes in, meets someone for a job interview or to catch up. You drink the whole thing there and you toss it at
but when you toss it in the recyclable.
Yeah.
There's trash and there's recyclable. Like once a month, Bob Fesco and I go out for coffee. And we just shoot the breeze and talk business and whatever. And we always meet at the Starbucks down here on Shawnee-Mission Parkway.
Yeah.
And we each order a iced tea. And every time we leave, we throw it in the recyclable bin.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that cup is either headed to Deffenbaugh or Vietnam.
Yeah, well, and even when they do have those three separate bins, the one that specifically has those green three arrows on the side that recycle here.
So it's organic, trash, recyclable.
You can go and watch the custodians come around, you know, whenever they do, mm-hmm. and they have one big trash can. And mm-hmm. they dump all three separate bins into the same trash can.
Well, and we have a recyclable trash can right outside the door of the studio.
Yes. Yeah.
And every night, I'll take the 80 pages of show prep that we've printed off, and I'll throw it in there. Do I have any expectation?
No, but if it makes you feel better. Are at least trying, because we kill some trees in here. I'm gonna lie, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Why do we need a copy of War and Peace every day? No.
I don't. I look at it online now, Sam. But I did ask Sam the other day, full disclosure, I said, can you start numbering the pages? Because I'll say, you know, let's talk about this when we come back. And then you hear this from Scott. Where is it? I don't see it. And now I go, page 46!
What does it sound like?
I don't see it. I don't have it in my stack. I'm like, yes, you do. I put it in there. It's page 46.
But why do we play this game?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, for example.
Because we were told in the beginning that it mattered.
Makes us feel good.
Yeah. I think that's
right. I mean, and it's reduce, reuse, recycle. And the words are in that order.
The key word is the first one.
Yes.
Reduce first, reuse second. We talk about it with Dan and his glass jars out in the newsroom.
Yep.
Keep your glass jars. Keep those metal lids. Clean them up. Use them for storage for other things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, our entire glassware set at our house are not glasses.
Are they jelly jars?
Jars?
Yeah, jars.
Different size jars.
Good.
You will graduate out of that phase of your life, Sam. But enjoy it while you're in it.
Not if I have a say about it.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
So we were talking about things that sound good on paper. Like recycling. When you hear about this next story, you're going to say to yourself, that seems like might be a good idea. And then I'm going to read like paragraph 5 in the story. You're going to go, meh. They are called super speeders. Drivers who rack up speeding tickets, blow through stop signs and red lights.
Oh, Dana's.
I don't do that. And they are a danger to all of us. So,
yes, you do.
In the state of New York, the governor has just signed a bill into law that super speeder drivers will now have to install speed limiting devices in their cars.
Known as governors.
Yeah.
Okay. New York drivers who have racked up 16 or more.
What? I haven't gotten 16 in my life.
New York drivers who have racked up 16 or more speed camera violations in a year will now need to install a speed limiting device in their car. The governor signed the legislation targeting drivers with numerous infractions into law today. We are cracking down, making our roads safer, going after New York's so-called super speeders, drivers who rack up 16 or more speed camera tickets in a year. You will now be required to install speed limiting devices in your cars. And if you don't, you get a fine ranging from $1,500 to $2,500. If you don't install the device within 45 days after that deadline, they will suspend your registration.
And what does the device do? It keeps you from going over a certain limit?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it would coordinate with the other technology on the car. So a lot of modern cars, Dana, you may notice, Scott, I think your car would do it too. Whatever road you're driving down next to your speedometer, there is a speed limit sign.
It knows the speed limit.
And it's always accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I called this when they first updated that technology and threw those speed limit signs in there, that we are really, really close to them deciding that we're not allowed to speed anymore.
Yeah.
Because if they have the technology to know that you are on a road that is 35 miles an hour and that technology is built into the car,
yep,
they also can tell that car to never exceed whatever decided speed limit it is.
Would that be a bad thing?
If I'm crowning with child on the way to Shawnee Mission Med, yeah. Here's the other sentence I want to go back and let's just peel back this onion. Okay. New York drivers who have racked up 16 or more speed camera violations.
And how do we determine the...
Well, that also says
to
me...
it needs to be 16.
The number 16 is so willy-nilly, I don't even know where to begin.
I would put it at 7.
When they talk about speed camera violations, they're not talking about you get pulled over by a police officer and get a ticket 16 times.
Great point.
They are talking about there's some mechanism in the sky that when you fly by, it knows how fast you're going.
They ticket you by mail now. This has been a huge thing on the East and West Coast for a very long time.
Which, by the way—
Do we have it here anywhere?
Not yet.
But if you drive by a sign that says something to the tune of speed enforced by radar, so out on California highways, there are literally small planes that time how long it takes you to get from one white mark on the road to the other white mark on the road. If you say the speed limit says you should travel that distance in 5 seconds, you do it in 4.2, you're getting a ticket in the mail.
All right, listen to this. This is what I want to talk about. Ooh. A total of 19 states and the District of Columbia have all passed laws permitting the use of speed limit cameras. 9 states explicitly prohibit them. The rest either have local policies or don't use them at all. Automated speed enforcement is generally limited to specific corridors, school zones, or work zones. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Iowa, it skips right over us, Maryland, Minnesota, New Mexico. Kansas and Missouri are not on the list. We also have not expressly banned them the way Texas and Wisconsin have.
So we have smart cars. Your car is smart.
Would
you agree?
Yeah, it knows exactly what the speed limit is. It keeps me under it if I'm on self-drive.
Other than crowning with child.
Okay.
Give me a reason why you would need to speed.
A murderer with an axe is chasing me through the streets.
But he can't go any faster than you are.
Ooh, that's actually true. At least 23 states now utilize automated speed cameras in highway work zones. Why is that a bad idea? In a school zone or a work zone?
Mm-hmm.
Why not put the speed cameras all over? I'm a little annoyed at the thought that they would be on I-70 or 435, but put them in a school zone.
Let me play the devil's advocate.
Except that school on at 127th and State Line that should not have a school zone.
Barstow?
No, further north, Sam.
No, okay. That's Barstow.
It is I'm telling you, all of those kids must be in witness protection. I have never seen a child there in 30 years.
Okay.
It's up on a hill behind a gas station.
All right.
And I know what you're talking about.
Police hide at the gas station to pop you for a school zone. Ain't nobody walking to school on State Line Road.
But let me ask you this, and I'm playing the devil's advocate. Why not create technology that forces you forces your car to govern itself if you're in a work zone or in a school zone.
Because if you are in a work zone and you are in the car and you have been stabbed or shot and you're trying to get to the hospital, like there's a couple of scenarios where I wouldn't want the car slowing me down. And birth in a car is a big one. Mama having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And to your comment a moment ago regarding if you were running from someone who's trying to kill you, the follow-up comment was, well, they won't be able to speed either. Well, what makes you think that they're going to follow the law if they're trying to kill you?
But what if your car
just would automatically slow down?
Automatically was governed.
No. Well,
but it, say you have a 2017 car and they have a 05 car.
Right. Not going to happen. I like the idea of the tickets. Then you know what? You go ahead and decide whether you want to speed. You want to speed in a work zone and hope you get away with it? You're not getting away with it anymore. Those fines are crazy, by the way.
And they should be.
It would almost eliminate the speeding deaths in work zones, I bet. If you said, we're just going to mail you a $1,000 ticket. It's just like a police officer saw you.
913-586-7798. But then we get back into the argument, Dana, about how do you prove that it's you who is behind the wheel of that car? What if I loan my car to my kid? How do we determine
who was driving?
Who is responsible for that ticket?
Maybe like insurance, the ticket goes with the car. You figure it out, not my problem.
Let's go to Mike on line one, or Max, beg your pardon. Max, hello.
Hi, Max.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, on governing as far as the speed and things like that, there's all kinds of situations where you need the speed. I mean, say you're going around a semi-truck on the highway and he's like swerving or whatever, and you want to speed to get in front of him and get out of the way. Or I've had situations where I've avoided wrecks before because I've sped up to get away from something. I mean, that'd be the most idiotic idea to put a governor on a car. I can't think of anything worse.
Then why are all of these states talking about allowing this? Because you would have to think that they, in their fancy boardrooms or city halls or wherever, would talk through this. Like, let's talk about...
No, Danny, you're talking about the government here. You're talking about people who sit in a room. I used to be in government.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't think common sense in that stuff or by situations, well, this could happen kind of a thing. I mean, we want people to control their speeds, but man, there are situations where
you need it.
I mean, you need to go faster than the speed limit to avoid something.
Okay.
I agree.
And that's a fair point, but let me ask you this. And again, playing the devil's advocate. My car can go up to 140 miles per hour.
Why do you need that?
Where in America is that legal?
Nowhere.
Okay. So why don't we limit car?
We're already manufacturing them to perform in a way that is not legal.
Correct. And so what I'm saying is, and I get your point about, you know, you're crowning with child, you're trying to get away from somebody who's chasing you, whatever. That's fine. But why do we have to have cars? God, I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. Why do we have to have cars that go 140 miles per hour?
That genie has left the bottle. I don't know the answer to that. Here's the other one. Forget the homicidal maniac with the machete. Road rage on the roads here. Think about Kansas City. How many times do we hear someone's just trying to get home from work and then all of a sudden pop, pop, pop?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe I'm hitting the gas.
And the chase, by the way, while you're both only going 35 miles an hour, he's not just going to turn right and stop following you. You just get to... Drive with him behind you the whole time, shooting at you.
But why do we allow cars to go 140 miles per hour?
The only response that I can give you to that, and it's a lame one, is why not? Yeah. What if I want to take my car to the Salt Flats in Utah and see what it can do? What if I want a vehicle that can go 180 miles an hour? We live in a country where at least
bigger, faster,
on
better.
The outside, it looks like we're built on a foundation of freedom.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Did you catch the Royals game last night?
Thankfully not. 24 hits last night for the New York Yankees.
That was just an inning four.
And I was just telling this to Dana, Sam. The Yankees are, I think it's fair to say, the most storied team in Major League Baseball.
Oh, for sure. Don't say that to a Cubs or a Mets fan, but yeah.
That's fine. Never in the history of the New York Yankees, and I saw this on SportsCenter this morning, after you sent me that text that got me out of bed. And I went downstairs and had some coffee and watched SportsCenter. Never in the history of the New York Yankees has every starter hit multiple hits in a game. Never in the history of the New York Yankees.
We lost that game 15-1.
Hey, we made it on the scoreboard.
We tuned in when it was like 9 or 10, and I was like, oh my gosh.
They suck.
Well, it was not a good night.
It hasn't been a good week.
It's not been a good night.
Our trends have been a roller coaster.
It like has been. We have been so up and then so down, and now we are so down.
If you happen to be in the city market, look around for some red origami cardinals. There are 1,000 of them, to be exact.
Origami cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. It is because of Steven Spielberg's new blockbuster, Disclosure Day.
Yes.
Which is set in Kansas City. It debuts on June 12th.
They didn't shoot it here, but the whole movie is...
It's based on a Kansas City
there.
Meteorologist.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's fun.
Yeah. Do you get anything for it?
No,
yes, you do. Free tickets. If you find an origami red cardinal, you get free tickets to Disclosure Day.
Okay. They're hidden somewhere over there.
In the city market.
Okay. That's kind of fun. I like that.
Yep. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Disclosure Day features Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
As a Kansas City TV meteorologist. Alongside Josh O'Connor.
That's that one where she's giving.
Colin Firth.
She's in front of the weather map, and she's giving the weather, and she just goes. And then, like, her eyes get all weird, and then she can't formulate words.
Sam, can we get the trailer
on
that?
Oh, it's creepy.
Weird sci-fi one.
It's like an maybe alien-ish.
Is it a twister, or is it?
No, I think it's the aliens are coming to kill all of us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's creepy. I mean, the trailer looks very creepy.
Apparently, people are damaging the Parade of Hearts.
Makes me so mad. The one they damaged is the one with the bumblebee.
Quoting here from Channel 9, it is a sight that would break any artist's heart. Damage to local art. That is what has happened to several installations that are part of this year's Parade of Hearts. More than 150 hearts have gone up around the Kansas City metro.
They went up for auction yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. And apparently somebody is going around and damaging the hearts.
I hope they catch whoever did that. Now, the artist says he is going to get back at it, fix the damage that was done.
It was B, part of our hive.
Except for you, vandal jerk. We don't want you in our hive.
It did sustain severe damage.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. But the artist says he's going to fix it, and then it will go up for auction. Auction runs, I think, through June 7th. You can... bid. Some of them start at...
Are you going to try to buy one?
Oh, there's one I like a whole lot.
Which one?
I like the one with the sunflowers on it. And then there's one that's red. And then the heart obviously is cut out in the center. And there's multiple... Oh my gosh, there's butterflies all around it. It's like a deep, dark crimson red. And I do have my eye on those. However... they're steep.
They're not cheap.
Some of the really popular ones, the buy now price is $10,000,
$15,000. Oh, my God.
You can just click on it, buy now. It's yours. But then the rest are, we'll just see how high they go. You can also give, I think, a $75 donation, and they are drawing two that they will give away in that raffle for a $75 donation. So you can win one, which is cool.
Banking on that lottery, baby. This movie looks really
cheaper
good,
than a fountain.
Way.
I can't move.
Play the trailer if you have it.
Yeah.
What did you steal?
Secrets. The data they paid me to protect.
Are they people?
Ah! morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today is... Today's...
Whoa, what was that?
What is that noise, Sam?
She's just making random noises and click sounds.
Gross!
And it's in a language that a certain number of people in society can understand... And others cannot. Oh, I cannot wait to see it.
That's great. And it's Steven Spielberg. It's going
Hailed
to be amazing.
Is a very good movie.
This is right up my The AI Comes Back from the Future and Ruins Society alley.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some are saying it's its best movie in 20 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When does it open?
June 12th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have guests in the building. The launch for the brand new Berlin Wall exhibit at Union Station is this week. What's it about? What will you see there? How many artifacts do they have? How long does it take to get through it? We're going to answer all those questions for you straight in on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.